Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. Thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so grateful to have you connected on today. We don't take this moment for granted. We appreciate you so much for being locked in. It means a lot to us that you're connected to this podcast, wherever you're listening around the world. We appreciate you, and we are certainly valuing the time we have together. Thank you so much for just being connected. We appreciate the opportunity to pour into your life, and we're thankful, grateful just to be able to do so. Let me tell you, we really appreciate many of you who share this podcast with others. You're helping us to reach hundreds of thousands of people. Our goal is to reach a million. So I encourage you to share it with as many people as you can. Know that we appreciate you so very much. We come on here every single week because we are passionate about just helping leaders become leaders. If there is a way in which I could help you, help your organization, follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram, JosephWalker3, let me know. Go to my website, explore content, books, find out when I'll be in your area, you want me to come in and do a workshop or talk to your team or your organization, JosephWalker3.org. That's the place to do it. Also, if you want to be a part of the most amazing book club on the planet, it's called Next Level Leaders Book Club. All you got to do is text the word book club to 78228, and it will be a blessing. And I hope that you will do just that. We'll send you a Zoom link, and you can be a part. We're reading 25 books in 2025. And man, we've had some great reads so far. You can jump in anytime. That's the beautiful thing. It's like a carousel. You just jump in anywhere and start where we are. It doesn't matter. We just want you to be a reader. Find out this content that we're reading and let it enhance your life. And then, of course, our YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. My wife and I drop episodes every Friday. We encourage you to be a part. Check it out there. And I hope that it will be a blessing to you and yours. Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. It's blessing lives every day. So we hope you'll do that. Check it out. And I look forward to just being able to pour into your life. All right, let's go. I'm excited today because we're going to talk about a leader mindset, shifting from limitation to liberation. You know, a lot rises and falls on leadership. That's a fact. That's a quote. Everything rises and falls on leadership. And I think that it's incredibly important when you think about the mindset of a leader. You can tell, particularly when you look at next level leaders. One of the things that I've seen, people that I've mentored, people that have been locked into this podcast, they have a different mindset. They go through life with a whole different perspective about life and things, and they have a different grind about them. And so I want you to hear that today, because your mindset can shift your organization from just being limited to truly experiencing everything that God has for your organization. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It's amazing how the Bible speaks so much about a mindset. See, your mindset shapes your leadership. That's the first thing I want to talk about. You change your thinking, you change your life. As a leader, you have to begin to think about, how am I looking at this? What did my mindset come from? We oftentimes are products of our environment or our experiences. And so when you are a leader, though, it's the ability to even, you know, harness some of that, but to break away from some of that, that may incarcerate you and allow you to be limited. You're incarcerated by your historical context. You only see life from the perspective that you've been exposed to. But when you choose to learn, open yourself up to new ideas and new thoughts, to be open to positive change, that's when you liberate yourself, liberate your people, because you know there's more out there. It's one of the things I try to tell my mentees. One time I was talking and they were lamenting about, you know, talent in a particular area. And I would say, have you been to this area? No, I've never been there. Like, wow, the world is so much bigger than where you've been. You have to be able to expand your horizons, because that will shift your mindset. What are you reading? What's helping you stimulate different ideas and thoughts? That's how we read in the book club. We want people to constantly be exposed to different ways of doing things that are beyond what they've always known. So your mindset will shape your leadership. People will look at you and say, you're a different kind of thinker. Man, nobody would have thought about that. You're always progressive, not regressive. That is a mindset. The way you grind, the way you move, that's a mindset. So always think that your mindset truly does set the pace for your organization. It sets the tone. It sets the culture of how people around you will move based upon how you think. Number two, scarcity versus abundance is a mindset. You have to see opportunities and not obstacles all the time. Just because you're going through seasons of drought, scarcity, man, you have to pivot and say, this is an opportunity to do something different and to grow out of it. You don't accept situations just because you're going through tough times and say, well, this is what it is. How can you be creative and find the level of ingenuity to continue to push forward and make something happen? That's why this is so important, seeing opportunities, seeing something that in the midst of rubbish, being able to salvage something, to say there's something of great possibility that exists here when everybody else is lamenting and saying it's over and nothing can be done. You have the ability to say, but wait a minute, we can build from here. We can do something great from here. That's what leadership is about. Some of the greatest businesses, some of the greatest products, greatest things came out of difficult seasons and times. But it's your ability to take the small things that are left and continue to build. In fact, when that ship broke apart, Paul was on it. He was shipwrecked in Acts chapter 27. But they took broken pieces of the ship, used them to help save those who could not swim. They turn splinters into surfboards. I think that's so important, right? How we can take the remainder and be so creative and turn it into something because God has placed holy imagination inside of us. And so I want you to hear that. Number three, fear is a mental block. We talked about fear a lot on these podcasts, man. We talk about it because you have to overcome that. You have to overcome self-doubt. You're doubting your ability to be able to get back up and to go and to lead people into a place of liberation, into a new season, because you're limited by fear. You're frightened by what could happen. Let me tell you something. Any relationship that you're in that's fear-based is never going to be healthy. Afraid of what could happen. Afraid of failure. Afraid of how people will perceive. Afraid if they will or will not support. As a leader, you got to step up and go get it. You got to say, I can't be so consumed with what people are going to say. I got to make a move now. That's what a next level leader focuses on. It is a new abundant mentality. I believe there's something here. Can you just say that with me? I believe there's something here. In the midst of it, I believe, no matter what other people see, I believe there is possibility resident in this situation. I see my setback as a setup for a comeback. Here's number four, the power of positive confession. Now I can speak that over my life. I can follow your words and get a sense of where your faith is and what you think about your life and your leadership. You have to make certain that you strike that kind of verbiage in your culture that speaks to what you know is positivity. You're speaking to the future. You're not speaking to your failures. You're declaring that I can do all things. I will do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We will make it. We will overcome. We will hit our numbers. I will thrive in this season. See, these are positive affirmations and confessions, and you have to say those things. I speak them all the time. No matter what it looks like, I speak it because I know that everything that is exists because of words. God used the word to create the world. He spoke it, and it was. The power of life and death is in your tongue. So your words become your reality. So stop talking yourself to death. Talk yourself to life. Start making positive confessions. Start speaking it. Start having declarations for your team that we will accomplish this. We will overcome this. We will thrive. We will meet our numbers. We will exceed. We will do this. Start teaching that to your people. Positive confessions matter. And if you do that, you'll see some great things occur. Here's the other thing. I want you to renew your mind daily. Renew your mind daily. Stay spiritually and mentally strong. I want to make sure you are taking care of you spiritually because there's no way you're going to help other people get to where they need to be if you're not spiritually grounded. I tell people all the time, you know, you got to check your own faith, your own prayer life. You got to make sure as a leader, we get so caught up in trying to just execute strategy. We don't execute life. We don't have a strategy for our own personal life, a spiritual plan for us. You got to build up your prayer life. I have found out I'm a better leader when I pray. I'm a better leader when I'm in church and I'm receiving the word of God. You know, I'm a better leader when I am locked in spiritually. And so you got to renew your mind daily. Every single day, you got to be so disciplined that you're spending that time pouring into yourself. You're reading. What are you reading? If you're reading a book every other week with us, that's what we're doing. We're reading a book every other week. Can you imagine? Like, literally, we're doing that because we want to renew our mind, keep our mind sharp, keep our spirit strong. But number six, what you focus on expands. Make no mistake about it. Whatever you put that energy on, whatever you're focused on, that's where you're going to see the greatest results. I'm telling you right now, I have seen this. When you stop focusing on what's wrong and start focusing on what's right, you stop focusing on who left you and start focusing on who God sent, then you'll begin to see amazing growth in that area. You'll begin to expand because you put energy there. See, expansion is in your future. It's all about the energy of intentionality. It's about your willingness to align your thoughts, your energy, your passion, your gifts, your resources toward that thing. And that's where you will see expansion take place. So I want to review this today. This has been amazing. And we're talking about a leader's mindset, shifting from limitation to liberation. It's all in our mind. How do we think about it? We talked about one, your mindset shapes your leadership. How you think sets the tone for the culture of your organization, your mindset. What do you think about it? Secondly, scarcity and abundance. Do you see an opportunity? Change allows you to see opportunities when other people see obstacles. Number three, we talked about fear is a mental block. You have to take authority over self-doubt and fear. You can do this. Don't let the fear of failure get in your way, fear-based relationships. But get to a point where you recognize you were born and built for this moment. Number four is the power of positive confession. Speaking that thing over your life. Continue to speak greatness every single day. I'm in my car talking to myself, speaking it, and declaring it. I will have, I will accomplish, I will do. I've been doing that for years, just speaking it. It becomes a reality. And then renewing your mind daily, spiritually, your prayer life, your word intake, truly as a spiritual person, having a foundation to build upon so that when all this expansion occurs, you're spiritually able to sustain it. And then focusing your energy on the right things, because that's when you experience that expansion because of where the energy of intentionality is. I'm focused on what's about to be, not so much what was. I'm focused on the good and not the bad. Here's the final thing I want to tell you. Number seven is that growth requires a shift in thinking. Henry Ford says, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Isn't that powerful? Like when you grow a thing, anybody that's ever grown a thing, there is a shift in your thinking process. There's a moment in which you begin to scale differently. You begin to think and see life differently. You begin to say, I believe I can do this. I'm in that point in my own life when I'm beginning to think differently because I see different levels of growth I've never experienced before. And I know it's all about having thinkers around me who are thinking big. I have a statement I would always make when I talked about how people should think toward growth, and it is this: you can't be big if little got you. You cannot walk into big spaces thinking small all the time. You've got to position yourself, be poised for great things to happen in your life. So today I want you to hear this. I want you to know this is going to be an amazing season for you. But it's all about your mindset. Where's your mind today? Are you that leader that's like, man, I think differently and I'm ready to get this. I'm motivated. I'm speaking it over my life and I'm saying it every single day. Be that leader because that's what a next level leader looks like. I hope this podcast has been a blessing to you. I want you to make sure that you are shared with as many folks as you can and follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. But let me know something that was said that blessed you. And go to my website, JosephWalker3, explore. Find out when I'll be in your area. Come by and let me know you're there. Also, make certain that you go and find out about the books I've read. You can get them. I've got books out there on leadership and loneliness, being restored at the root, helping people get to the root of the cause, which might be very applicable to this podcast, and a variety of other books. I've written 14 of them. And then, of course, I encourage you, I really do, to go be a part of our book club. Text the word book club to 78228. And finally, go out there to my wife and I's YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Subscribe, like, share, comment, do all those things. And I truly appreciate you. So thank you so much just for being supportive. We appreciate you. And we certainly celebrate your leadership. Your leadership matters. I want to say this to you. I know you may not hear it often, but your leadership matters. And we appreciate you. Next Level Leader, let's go. Let's go win. Let's do it. Thank you so much. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.